Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a Saturday. It's time for the podcast edition of Busted Open Radio. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, along for the ride. And on today's episode, we take a deep dive into a masterful segment, an all-time segment last night on Friday Night SmackDown, Roman Reigns and the Bloodline with the honorary Uso, Sami Zayn, or Sammy Uso. It was a classic, and we're talking about it all throughout this episode. We're also talking about Bray Wyatt and the debut of Uncle Howdy. Who is he, and what does it mean for Bray Wyatt? Wyatt's future. We dissect that. It wouldn't be a Saturday issue of Busted Open if we didn't give you weekly winner for the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. So sit back, relax, click play. It's Busted Open on a Saturday.
Just in the last couple of years, Roman Reigns went from being a great wrestler, Hall of Fame caliber wrestler, been in so many moments in his career from the Shield to now, to being a guy that's in the conversation of possibly being one of the top 10 wrestlers of all time.
That's a wild statement. And I mean, I don't think many people would disagree with you, Mark.
How would you deny it?
I don't know if you can, man. The part of, like you said, part of arguably the greatest faction of all time in the Shield. There's a Shield now in different companies, sort of, obviously with Jon Moxley and AEW, Rollins and Roman still in the same company, but albeit on different shows. But Mark, their legacy, what they've done, and then the matches, the moments, everything in between, and now this Bloodline run over 2 years, which is really just put a feather in the cap of Roman Reigns. I mean, he could retire, you know, tomorrow, and I think you'd have to start having a conversation with him about top 10, top 20. Yeah, really?
I would not doubt it whatsoever. And it's just like every moment that he comes on screen, he leaves you wanting more of the Bloodline. And sometimes you get tired. It's been 2 years. It's very easily we could have all been like, damn, enough of this shit. But who's doing that? Nobody. Every week we look forward to seeing what's going to happen with the Bloodline. And I said it a while back, maybe a year ago, that I didn't feel like the Bloodline, Roman Reigns was elite of elite, but I didn't feel like the Bloodline was at the level of the Freebirds and DX and the Nation and, you know, all the many top factions of all time until they started winning championships. And it became more about the Bloodline and not Roman Reigns that it wasn't going to be. They accomplished all that in about 7 months. The next day from that comment, the Usos won the championship, won the tag championships.
Yep.
And then the story became about the Bloodline. Then what happened? Sami Zayn comes in.
What an ingredient.
And it was like putting filet mignon on a plate that already had Alaskan king crab on it.
little surf and turf.
I couldn't help but
no, but I mean, I vibe with like you. I knew exactly where you were
like
going.
Putting Alaskan king crab in gumbo. Come on, man, it's already good.
It's like putting Alaskan king crab
in. Put that in it.
It's like putting Alaskan king crab in anything.
Man, sign me up. And that's exactly what the bloodline is. Yep. They've consistently added elements every other year or every 6 to 7 months. Paul Heyman, bro, like from the beginning with when he decided to take on Roman Reigns after leaving Brock Lesnar and the whole confliction with, okay, I'm going to go back with Brock. I'm going to go where the title is. Like, and Paul Heyman, with his ability to grovel and beg and put himself in a spot of servitude to Roman Reigns, is Emmy worthy. The performance that he puts on every week, it is awe-inspiring when it comes to handling a microphone. People don't realize how difficult it is to not only rock the mic, but how about make it believable? Like, I believe Paul.
Who doesn't? I was going to say, who doesn't? Paul Heyman is one of the best in the world. Now, you were talking about making it believable. You were talking about bringing people in. Now, yes, Paul Heyman is able to do that. What he, the wrinkle that he added to the bloodline, and in terms of this story, is fantastic. The wrinkle that Sami Zayn. Sokoa, absolutely. And as we talk about Sokoa, I do want to give him a shout out, because last night, I think he was the only man who didn't break in what we saw. Now, you heard the seriousness. Jey Uso and Sami Zayn going back and forth. Jey Uso laying it in. How are you going to be a part of the bloodline when you're not even blood? And I don't give a damn what the tribal chief thinks. It was about as tension filled and as about as serious as you can have a segment on WWE television in the entire business of pro wrestling. It was absolutely hitting. It was fantastic. It was emotion filled. They had the crowd, Mark, in the palm of their hand, right? But then things started to take a turn. And whenever you got that trickster, whenever you got that vibe of Sami Zayn in a squared circle, I mean, it feels like this was bound to happen. And damn it, even with all the professionals that were in the ring, the Usos, Sokoa, Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, once Sami Zayn grabbed that mic and dropped the word Usi, the rails were off, the wheels were off, and this segment took an entirely different turn. It went from dead serious to dead ass hilarious in about 15 seconds flat. Nation, you're not going to be able to see the responses that were happening and the cracking that was happening in this ring, but hopefully you caught some of it last night. If you didn't, you're going to hear some of it right now, and we're going to try to relive this best we can, because Mark, this is one of the most enjoyable pieces of professional wrestling television that I can remember in recent years. The story continued last night, right? Jey Uso says to Sami Zayn, I don't give a damn what the tribal chief thinks. Well, this is part of what ensued between Sami Zayn and Jey Uso after that.
Hey, Roman, hey, look, what Jey just said was super, super messed up, but he didn't mean that. He didn't mean that, right? You didn't mean that. He didn't mean that, Roman, seriously. He did not mean that, okay? Look, Jey's been going through a lot. He's gone through a lot. He's just not himself right now. That's it, okay? He's just not, lately, he just hasn't been very Usy.
He hasn't been very Usy, Mark. Now, we're going to let this play out. Roman, now, Mark, okay, first of all, before we hear the next clip of audio, I mean, at this point, how do you expect anyone to keep it under wraps? Like, first, Jey starts, like, his lip starts to quiver, and he puts his hand over his mouth. He drops his head, then Roman kind of starts smiling. Everyone starts cracking, Mark.
You know, that happens sometimes, man. I mean, I challenge people to go back.
Oh, sure.
And watch Sexual Chocolate and Mae Young when she had the baby. Everybody in there was dying. And last night was one of those times. And even Roman Reigns, well, you haven't seen Roman Reigns smile probably since the Shield.
Not like that. I feel like he's cracked. He has cracked a couple times during the Sami Zayn run, right, with the Bloodline, but not like this, Mark. And we're going to hear from Roman Reigns because Roman is trying to keep it together. Jimmy is in the back trying to hide behind Roman, even from the cameras, trying not to get seen. Jay keeps trying to lower his hand into his mouth, but none of it's working. Roman tries to own the laugh, but he can't own the laugh. Everyone was breaking. Let's hear from Roman Reigns as he tries to keep it together. And keeping things oozy with Sammy Uso. This is Roman Reigns kind of breaking last night on Friday Night SmackDown.
Is that what's going on here? That's the problem, Jay. It's because you're not feeling. It's because you're not feeling oozy? Oozy? No, stay right here. Stay right here. This is what we're gonna do. If you can't find your inner Uzi again, I'm gonna do something you ain't gonna like. If you don't figure this out, we're just gonna change his name. You wanna know what that name's gonna be? We're gonna name him Sammy Uso, y'all.
You know what I love about that? You can actually hear. I haven't listened to the audio, but you can hear Roman Reigns breaking. Like, I know the listeners can't see it, but they can kind of see it.
Oh, well, the beauty of the modern way we consume information is y'all can go back and look at the whole segment on YouTube or on other streaming platforms. And when you watch it, I promise you, you're going to be laughing and smiling too. It's impossible not to watch that and have a fucking smile on your face. Like, Vince McMahon is sitting back somewhere right now going, ha, 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 that's good shit. Because he always said that the business was brought up to put smiles on faces and to get people to be in suspended belief. Those two things happened last night on primetime, and, you know, good for them.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
We don't know who Uncle Howdy is. We don't know how Uncle Howdy does. We don't know what he's capable of, and we don't know what the future has in store. But this is one of those stories, Mark Henry, where we talk about, you know, leaving meat on the bone, kind of dangling that carrot, you know, taking things slowly. This is one of those stories. I do not need to see Bray Wyatt in a ring anytime soon. I don't need to know exactly who Uncle Howdy is anytime soon. I don't need a bow on this story for quite some time. I'm just enjoying the crumbs being dropped.
Yeah, and this is the brain thought type of part of wrestling. Like, there's always an element of man, this is a cryptic. Can I, let me figure out this code element of intellectuals that love wrestling. And I love the fact that we still try to do that in pro wrestling, that we make it layered so it's difficult, but also at the same time, enjoyable.
Yeah. How about the Ghetto Boys music bed coming back with My Mind playing tricks on me? Shout out to Ariel. That was a beautiful rejoin. And I love the mashup there with the Ghetto Boys and Bray Wyatt, because, I mean, that's just perfect pairing right there, Mark.
Man, you talk mashups. Ariel's on her shit today. Go ahead,
shocking.
Girl.
I know, I was going to say shocking, right? Ariel killing it with the music and the rejoins.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was preceded. What we heard there, that was Uncle Howdy. Uncle Howdy coming out and saying a bunch of menacing things. Kind of looked like Papa Emeritus from Ghost for all you rock fans out there. And the newest mask from Papa, and kind of how that looks. If you didn't see SmackDown last night and you happen to be a Ghost fan, or if you want to Google it, you can obviously see it. But just a real... lifelike, menacing look, right? The off-colored contacts, the pale face, Mark. I mean, you love Halloween. You love scary stuff. That would make you feel something.
That's my favorite. That's just like I can live for it. Stop it. Stop it, Ryan.
I'm just glad Rampage was live last night. So I don't know if you had to go, I mean, at least you had a little bit of a buffer between when you saw that and when you had to go to bed, so you could quiet down your demons a little bit. Cause I don't know if you would have been able to sleep fully last night if that was the last thing you saw before your head hit the pillow.
No, if that was the last thing, I would have stayed up and watched something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never that.
We'll leave that one alone. Now the question is, Mark, what do we think? Well, I mean, obviously this new character, Uncle Howdy, what do you think it means? And do you think this is like a Bray alter ego, or do you think it could be? I mean, I asked Nikki from Phoenix this, do you think it could be Bo Dallas? Like, how would you do this if you had the pencil? Where do you think it's going?
You know, man, I think that I would let it be Bray Wyatt fighting Bray Wyatt. And bringing other people in is always good from the standpoint of you get other people getting jobs. But, I mean, come on. At the end of the day, don't you want to see the insanity of the person being tormented by their own thoughts rather than it be somebody else added to the fray?
Yeah. Absolutely, especially when you've got the character and the capabilities of a Bray Wyatt. Now, the internet had their, you know, the detective hat on last night, and you actually sent me this, that there was a little bit of talk.
Scuttlebutt.
Yeah, scuttlebutt, some talk. Yeah, some rabble-rousing out there. Scuttlebutt, that's better. That's a good word, usage of that word. But there was some talk last night about it being Bo Dallas, and they were taking clips of the Uncle Howdy character, and it looked like they shared the same earring, and maybe that's just a swerve happening. But I'm with you. And you know what? Maybe it can still represent Bray as an alter ego. That way you can have him in the ring at the same time, but it's still Bo getting some work. I don't know. I don't really care, because one thing I do know, that I don't think there has ever been a character better equipped to play a character like this in terms of this dual personality, split personality, this good and evil battle, because we've seen it, right? Like, when Bray came out and cut that promo on the first SmackDown, the heartfelt promo where he's addressing the crowd and talking about how the WWE universe got him through hard times, and then it was immediately cut short. And that was how the segment ended, as if someone was trying to cut him short. I think we're getting a clear picture of who that someone or something is. Yeah. And that's Uncle Howdy. So whether it's a split personality, an alter ego, or if it is a member of his demonic family, I'm not really sure. But this is right in Bray Wyatt's wheelhouse, man. It's psychological. It's dangerous. It's spooky. It's violent, seemingly menacing. It's all these things.
Yeah. And not to mention, this is what everybody wanted for years.
Yep.
And now it's coming to fruition. When you long for something and then you finally get it, it's like Christmas. Like you're opening up the present. And I know I skipped right past Halloween, which is good. And
that was intentional.
I skipped past Thanksgiving, which is not good. And then I got the Christmas right away, and you open in the present and it exceeds what you were thinking you were going to get. You know, you thought, oh man, I want to get those brand new Jordans. Not only did you get the Jordans, but you got a gift certificate for another pair of Jordans, whatever your choice is. Like you get something extra. And that's kind of what I feel like with the way that this is unfolding. I want to see something now. I want to see him struggle with his demons. And you definitely want to see him have some success. But the success has to be tormented. You know, like there's got to be real conflict. And that's going to be tiring. It's hard to perform like that. People think that, you know, you go out there and you just, you know, put on the gear and you go and work. He said he wanted to give them something different. He wanted to give them him so they can see what he is, you know, what he really has become and what he wants to do. But I think that the, you know, without the saying the demons in his head, like Randy Orton, but the confliction in his soul, I think that the other entities inside him are going to make him more violent at times. They're going to make him more lackadaisical with the performance that he's given. And then they're going to be like, look at you getting your ass whooped. You know, like I could hear him talking to himself already. You know, like it's going to be really damn special if he can pull this off.
And I'm glad you brought up Randy Orton, because that's a great comparison from the standpoint that we know Randy Orton had his demons. We know he battled with, you know, stuff coming up in the business, and specifically as a young man on the main roster in WWF, WWE. I mean, he talked about it, and it's pretty well documented, right? There was that realism factor is what I'm getting at, Mark Henry, and Bray Wyatt absolutely has that. Well, that's what made that, well, all these promos so captivating, but specifically that first one, right? And as he layers it on even more so, it becomes even more clear the conflicted individual that Bray Wyatt is, and just how dangerous he can be, just how charismatic he can be, just how confused he can be. And we talk about it all the time, Mark, when you can pull from that real life, when you can bring reality into the wrestling ring, that's where the best stuff is made, where the best characters are made, or the best characters are exaggerated, because a lot of the times I don't even feel like Bray Wyatt's playing a character.
No, and that's the thing. You don't feel like you're getting a character. You're getting a entity with the theme. You're getting Bray Wyatt, who we have a history of Bray Wyatt, you know, from FCW all the way to now.
Yep.
And to be able to get little pieces of each one of those is and him having to reach back into his recall and bring out who those people were, bro, like that's going to be conflicted. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to perform, but I think that if anybody could do it.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
But he can.
Hey everyone, Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league, or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app. free for most subscribers.
In the last few months, man, things have really been picking up throughout the summer, going into SummerSlam, and to what we're living right now. The business has never been hotter, at least in my adult life.
Without further ado, brother, let's do this.
Let's do it. And let's start with Monday, man, which, I mean, Monday has just been getting sneaky good over the last couple months. I mean, Brock Lesnar returning a couple weeks ago, heading into Crown Jewel. That obviously helps the situation. Johnny Gargano returning to the main roster and returning to WWE on Monday night. That certainly helps. Austin Theory coming into his own. Miz, yes. Finn Balor doing his thing with Judgment Day, Rhea Ripley and Dominic and everything that's going on with that, the return of Anderson and Gallows, like, man, they're, and what's going on with them, with AJ Styles, like, another great Monday Night Raw in the books for all the reasons that I kind of laid out. And you mentioned it, JBL back to doing his thing. It's just feeling like a more complete show, a more predictable show. And I mean that in this way, in a good way. It's more predictable in a good way. They've got their stars. They're establishing. We didn't have another draft. But I really enjoyed Monday a lot.
I did too. I mean, I love the fact that you got characters that they're developing, like Amos, and integrating Elias back to the fray on a Monday night. Like, I mean, Theory is definitely keeping his name in the buzz too. I mean, like that, they have multiple characters that are doing the damn thing, and they're not even featured. They're still doing really well though.
Yeah, now we head over from Monday to Tuesday. Now, the reason I really want to bring up Tuesday was because just last Saturday we were talking about additions to the Bloodline. Do they need a female presence? Is that something we could have? And Andreas Hale brought up one name, Ava Rain, The Rock's daughter, would be a good addition to the Bloodline. Well, she did debut in WWE this week, but it wasn't on the main roster and it wasn't for the Bloodline yet. No, she was a part of the Schism, and that's where she debuted on NXT. Ava Rain making her presence felt, The Rock's daughter, fourth generation, man. What more can you say? This has got to be trippy for you, man. A man who used to ride the roads with Dwayne Johnson, a man who used to room with Dwayne Johnson. Now Ava Rain showing up on NXT. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. You remember when they were born, and then now they're, you know, gracing the big screen. And I think that, you know, the development process at this level is going to have to be graded on a curve. But nonetheless, the more experience you get, and the more she's allowed to express herself, the better she'll get. And possibly, if we get a Roman Reigns, it's not confirmed. If we get a Roman Reigns, The Rock at WrestleMania, then maybe that's a factor that will be factored into this whole Bloodline deal.
Man, with some of the best style in the entire business, we head over to Wednesday. The American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, beat the shit out of Sammy Guevara. I know people like to see that. That was certainly a highlight on Wednesday. MJF being a highlight, shocking again. Every time he's on the television, very easy to digest and enjoy that period of pro wrestling goodness, right? Jamie Hayter getting her shine on Wednesday. You know how much I like Jamie Hayter and how highly I think of her. I think if she's not a champion within the next 6 to 8 months, I don't know what AEW is doing. You had an AEW World Championship match with Moxley and Penta and a bunch of good stuff in between. The divide potentially in the Blackpool Combat Club is widening. Certainly a fun story to follow, and another really fun show on Wednesday, Mark. What did you think about Dynamite?
I thought it was awesome, man. Sammy did something that I did not expect. Like, he attacked Bryan Danielson, which was, I think, a part of the, it was a strength. It was not a weakness. It made him, made me have more respect for him. Like, Sammy is an unbelievable talent. And, he went out there and performed in a way honorably, in a way that I thought that it made him, put him in a positive light. It gave him some toughness. It put an edge on the sword. And I was very proud of the performance.
and Jamie Hayter, Mark. I mean, how much longer can AEW hold off on putting the strap on this woman, Mark? She's like, come on.
Know. I have no idea, bro. All I know is the people love her.
Yes.
And her and Rio had a hell of a match.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it was that's a candidate for match of the week myself.
Yep.
They did a really, really good job. I was hanging on every false finish. I just thought that, you know, several times, this is it. No. And we keep going. Like, they did a hell of a job, man. I love Jamie's work.
Speaking of a hell of a job, we go over to Thursday. You referenced it a little bit earlier. Tommy Dreamer, Bully Ray. What's going on with Bully? Where does his allegiances lie? Is he good? Is he evil? Is he somewhere in between? We're not exactly sure, but it is must-watch television. And you talk about must-watch for the entirety of, you know, TNA / Impact's existence. The X Division has been one of the must-watch reasons to tune in to that show. And the X Division Championship Tournament got underway with the first round. Yeah, match yeah, hey. Week. Which one?
Trey Miguel.
The Trey Miguel one, yeah.
And Allen Angels?
Yep.
Shit. Sign me up twice on Sunday, man.
Yeah.
They worked their ass off, and I was very impressed. And it was good to see Allen Angels in a capacity where he can get the kind of work in that he likes. It's the style that he likes to get in. Man, Trey Miguel, ain't no secret, one of my favorite wrestlers in the world. The look. The style, the athletic ability, and the storytelling. Like, the same thing that I see in Dragunov, I see in him.
I like that. And I can't argue with that. Another guy that I like, and I've been vocal about that, Chris Bay, doing his thing on a Thursday night, taking out Tommy Dreamer. Sorry, Tommy, but that was a fun little piece of business as well. And we talk about the things I like in Impact, the X Division always, but I'm a huge Jordynne Grace mark, seeing her team up with Mickie James there at the end. I'm here for whatever Jordynne Grace is doing. I'm here for whatever the X Division is doing. I'm here, whatever Bully Ray is doing. Again, Impact continuing to put out like probably the consistently best show outside of Dynamite in pro wrestling. Like, every week I tune in on a Thursday, Mark, I know I'm going to be entertained by Impact. Like, every single time we head over to Friday. And I think really the show that's giving Dynamite my run for its money, I should say, in terms of weekly winner, at least from my perspective, is SmackDown. Mark, it kicked off with the Brawlin' Brutes and Solo and Sammy. We had a New Day appearance. There was a lot of stuff in terms of in-ring, you know, Hit Row was in-ring. That was all fine, but it was Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy, right? It was the return of Emma, which we haven't talked about yet. We'll talk about that coming
hell
up
of a match.
Weekly winner. Yeah, it was.
Best match I've seen Ronda Rousey have in a long time.
I completely agree. And then you had the promo, the keeping it Usy, the everything that happened with Sammy Uso and the Bloodline, man.
Very entertaining.
That was a really fun and entertaining show, and it really didn't have as much to do with the in-ring, which very rarely will I put a show up there for weekly winner in terms of that, you know, contention. But how do you not have SmackDown in there with everything that we just talked about?
No, you can't. And you know, I always say that you start and end the show with the bangers, and Karrion Kross and Madcap, you know, they lived up.
I completely agree. And Rampage again was a solid show, but I feel like sometimes the hour hurts them. It didn't necessarily hurt them this week, but it was a good show. Matt Taven making
hell
his
yeah.
AEW debut. I really enjoyed that. Wardlow and Taven was what? 10-minute match?
Always was a fan of Matt Taven.
Yeah.
Always was a fan. He's one of the more complete wrestlers on the planet. AJ Styles, like, in the sense that they don't have a weakness. And anytime you get somebody in there like that, I thought that the story that he and Wardlow told was good for both guys. And they put some time in. You know, it wasn't a smash and grab on Wardlow's part. Like, Wardlow had to work, and he and Taven took his ass to the limit.
All right, Mark, the time is here. Weekly winner has been run through. It is decision time. What say you, my guy? Who's taking weekly winner from your standpoint?
Man, as much as I would like to say that I could give this to Dynamite. Man. Usy.
He stands. I mean, there's to say it. It's one word, my guy. Just say the shit. Let's go.
Hey, man. SmackDown, man.
SmackDown. I didn't actually mean you had to put a bow on it. I was just saying it's Usy.
I had to get a little Usy, man. Like that was something that really struck me. I thought that it was impactful. You listen to how we talked about it on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a point of a contention that was so over the top that why would you not give it to that? And, you know, you had the star power on that show. You know, we talked about, you know, Braun Strowman and Emma. You had the return of Emma and, you know, the brawling brutes and Solo with and Sammy, like all of the stuff. Everything played into each other very well.
And I'm with you, man. As we talk about weekly winner, and we got a pick. When you talk about that Usy segment, when you talk about Sammy, the bloodline, Jay and Sammy going back and forth, you talk about what Roman Reigns did and trying to keep it together. That was an all-time segment. That was one of the greatest segments in recent memory and one of my favorite segments. I mean, it's going to have to sit with time, but I think it's one of my favorite segments of all time. That is always going to hold a special place in my heart. It was organic. The crowd was behind it. You had that. Yeah. Then you had the continuing story of Bray Wyatt. You had to star power of Ronda Rousey, which I highly enjoyed. And also, like, let's not trip, man. We got a busted open shout out for Michael Cole. No, I'm not saying we're not going to factor that in entirely. But
No, we're going to factor it in.
A little bit.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby LaSpisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.